Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Okay, so it's Johnny Meatball here. We're with the We Got the Geek podcast going on at the Toronto Comic Con. We're making our way through Artist Alley, and it's nice to see so many friendly faces. And, you know, here I get caught by surprise. I get to run into author Richard Evans, somebody that, you know, I've been in contact with for a number of years over Facebook and whatnot and talked about different projects. He's the author of The Legion, certainly a comic that you did yourself.
It was actually originally the first iteration. Was the Canadian Legion. I did the single issue, and I sent it out to Image, and when I didn't get a feedback, I actually ended up getting contacted by Eric Larson, and his advice was to lose the Canadian word off the title. So I rebranded the book as Legion Unleashed, and I did a second issue and rebranded it, and it did really good at the cons, but I couldn't find a publisher. So rather than sinking thousands and thousands of other dollars into another issue, I decided to go the Prouse route with Amazon printing and print on demand. It's been so much fun just writing the books and keeping the characters alive. And actually, I got to finish the story arc I started in the comic books. It's now available. The book 4 is called Finale in Red, and it's the final battle between the Canadian heroes and the Soviet villains. So, yeah, that's out there now on Amazon, actually, the first 4 books.
Right on. And, you know, having a couple of copies of the comic myself, it's nice to see that you've kept it going, because I think it's something that's missing from comics that I would like to see more. But to see that the story's still going, I think that's great.
Yeah, and it was funny, because it was almost therapeutic to get that fourth issue out, because I had written the original first issue of the comic book over 10 years ago. And, you know, I felt like the people who had the comic were never going to find out how this thing ended. So at least now there's actually 2 books. There's the final book 4, and I have a compilation book called The Proletarian Saga that's just that storyline from the comic book with that villain. So people can get all that plot line from the comic in one novel, about 60, 70 pages of it. So yeah, it was nice. It was nice to finally finish it, because now I can go on to the really crazy stuff where I send the heroes off into space and, you know, into other universes. And,
Excellent. Yeah, definitely looking forward to checking this out and seeing more of what the Legion's up to and how the story progresses. And
oh, I want to let you know, too, I actually got published by Top Cow. I used an alias, Raven Heisenberg. And Raven Heisenberg has published a James Bond book as a vampire, and he also published Top Cow's Artifacts, number 39. I won the 2014 Talent Hunt contest after I quit comics.
That is awesome. I remember you talking about that on Facebook.
Yeah, I had quit. I had given up on comics. I was, you know, getting help for the disorder I mentioned to you, being bipolar and all, and the contest, I think, was over in 5 days, and I decided just to write a script for fun, and I sent it in, and it was so bizarre, because Matt sent me an email going, yeah, I loved your script. And actually, I laughed out loud reading it. I had in the pitch, and it's actually in the book, there's kind of a twist, and he thought, yeah, this is great, so just to let you know, you've been accepted. And it was funny, because he thought, why are you using an alias? And I thought, well, why not? My name's kind of generic and boring, so, you know, when I work on my own work, I use the name I was born with, but when I do work I don't own, I use the alias, so that, you know, it's not mine, but it's, although technically the James Bond book is mine, because James Bond became public domain in January.
Yeah.
So I rewrote Casino Royale as a vampire book. Two vampires playing cards.
That's awesome.
And yeah, so that's out there too. Just to let you know, I had to drop Raven Heisenberg's name just to get him some.
Being a big James Bond fan myself, like hardcore James Bond fan, that's great to hear.
Yeah, you know what's funny is when I started it, I had a friend who was looking it over for me, and he goes, I don't know if James Bond is going to work as a vampire property. And what ended up happening is I was very nervous about it as I was doing it, because I was really just changing the plot that Ian Fleming wrote, but changing it to this vampire world. And he ended up, it ends up in the story that there's a point where Bond gets hurt and he's being hospitalized. And his friend says, you know, spend more time around humans. And I thought, well, that's so bizarre, because the line in the book is meant as James Bond's a cold fish.
Yeah.
And he's telling him, go out there and be around people. But when I changed him to a vampire, this line was like gold. It was like Fleming handing me the line. And then even later on, there's a few pieces like that. to fall together. And, you know, as a writer, when you're working on other stuff, other properties and stuff like that, you reach these moments where it's like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing, I'm on the right track. It's like all the book came together. And once I hit that line in the book of you know, being around more humans, and I thought, yeah, this is almost like it's writing itself. It's a sign. It's a sign from whatever literary god of writing there is that I'm on the right track.
It's great that it fits that perfectly.
Yeah, yeah, and it ended up so well, and I actually wanted to do a scene I had never seen in a vampire book or movie. I have Bond fight another vampire in the sun. You know, because vampires don't go in the sun. When they do, it's really bad. I had never seen a fight in the sun. But it was bound to happen, right? Two guys smash through a window. I'm not going to spoil how it comes about in the book. But, you know, I thought, there's going to be a scene here where Bond and a vampire are in the sun and throwing punches, and it's basically, you know, who's going to get out of the sun. You know,
that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, so I want you, if you're a Bond fan, definitely check it out. And I'm giving away free books through my blog, rickaraven.wordpress.com. They should still be free until midnight tonight and Sunday night, so it should be still free. I gave away book 4 and book 3, I think even this book, Broken Arrow, so there's a lot of free books at the two, including my children's book.
And do you continue to do that pretty regularly on your blog?
Yeah, I write so much that I neglect my children to do it, you know, but I can't help it. It's just, I get on the computer in the mornings, I have my tea, and I just write until noon, and then I either go to work or I spend the day with the family.
Right.
So every day I'm jumping from one book to the next, sometimes three at a time. I'm actually writing my first fantasy novel right now. I'm finishing up my second horror novel, but the first one was an anthology, so this will be my first solo horror novel,
right,
which is actually another public domain thing. It's called London Undead, and Dracula comes, it's basically Dracula rewritten with a zombie plague. Dracula comes from Transylvania, but aboard the Demeter, I think that was the name of the ship, a zombie plague comes aboard the ship. So just as Dracula lands, the zombies start spreading, and while he's changing Lucy into a vampire to help him kill zombies, the zombies have spread to the point where it's spread across London. So Dracula and Van Helsing and a bunch of other characters from that era are forced to team up to get out of London when the zombie
right towards
them. So that should be done in a few months. London Undead, I'm basically stuck at the three-quarter mark. I'm at the ending now, and I'm just trying to push through and get it finished.
That sounds exciting, and certainly glad I got the chance to run into you.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to see you again. It's always a pleasure. So,
and definitely we'll make sure that we get to plug your WordPress site, Rick the Raven. And
yeah, rickTheRaven.wordpress.com.
I'll make sure that I pass along the info to you when we get this podcast loaded up, and everybody can actually hear about the work that you've been doing.
Nice, thanks. Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, and I apologize if they missed the free books, but hopefully I'll have another promotion up once the podcast is up. Let me know, actually, the date.
Absolutely.
I'll see if I can put some of the books online, because I think Amazon gave me a few more promotion days. I think you get 5 every 4 or 5 months.
Excellent.
They give away free books. They don't want you to give away your books every day free.
Right.
So they give you like 5 days, I think, every 6 months that you can promote.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely give you a ring and let you know what's going on.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Pleasure.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.